the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Fatboy. Good morning, Paige. Fatboy, people are asking if you'll share their Dollar General video to your story.
Yeah, I might not do that one.
I just shared some of mine at O Matthew on Instagram and Facebook. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
You look up Dollar General and Hodges, and you'll get...
Is that where you'll find it?
Yeah.
Lord, help.
She threw a Mountain Dew in my arm.
I just put Lil Ugly Dude on there, and also the one with Gimme Shree Seps. Never see me no more.
He needs to do this one. Old Charlie Crockett.
Trinity do ever. He'll do them for $45.
It's not bad.
No.
It's a deal. Especially if you want like November rain, you can get your money's worth.
Yeah, I know. In the Garden of Vida. I'd love to hear him sing that, actually. In the Garden of Vida. Anyway.
You want some big news?
Holy Dibble.
Holy Dibble. Now you're messing with the salt of a bitch.
Oh, Lord.
I was singing that going down the road as my mom yesterday, and I was like, God, this is not good.
Karaoke.
Now you messing with the son of a bitch.
She's looking down at you, going.
Now you messing with the son of me.
How dare you?
You're going to be singing a bunch of, when the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be singing Lil Wayne next, because he'll be coming to town here soon.
What's up, little Toonchie?
Whoa, you got that yayo. Cut some for me.
Save some at Sizz for Ms. Avery.
Said her never.
6 foot, 7 foot, eight foot. He's still late to all the shows, by the way.
Just go on with that.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he stole that from George Jones. He really did.
And W. Axel.
Yeah, W. Axel.
2 or 3 hours late. There's a curfew here, by God.
So what did the Little League president do? This is shocking.
Third baseman.
Oh, no.
That is filthy.
That is disgusting. But this is
just church league softball.
So authorities say a Little League president spent nearly $65,000 on casinos, strip clubs, and erectile dysfunction pills.
How is this bad news bears for real?
Good Lord. People with authority are stupid.
Was it Walter Matthew and Bad News Bears?
It was Matthew.
So one of receipts included a $433 tip at a strip club.
That ain't a tip.
Dang.
That's a free gift with purchase kind of
thing. In Las Vegas, it is a tip, I guess.
Christ. I mean, is that 20%?
What do they normally do?
What is a stripper tip? Like the percentages. It's different than like gratuity at a restaurant, right?
So a lapper's what, $20?
I have no clue.
Do you go 15% on top of that?
I bet you a lap dance is $50 now.
He was probably
awful men text in. And ladies, awful ladies that go to this. I'm just kidding. They're great places. What's up, Nikita?
Do they price it on the size of the lap? Is my question.
That's a great question, too.
That's a good question.
Because I might have to finance a dance.
I've only gone to the strip club. Let's see. Twice?
What are those wood? What's the Walmart bank?
Ah, dang it. What is
Woods,
it?
Not Woods Lake. That's a road.
I take that back.
Wood
three
bank.
Times.
Yeah, that was it.
Something.
And it was all with you guys. Second time, one person disappeared and left me in the place by myself.
That's because an old girl was showing off her...
I'm going to start calling that story your period, because once a month you tell it.
It's not. How is that? I'm equating myself to relating to what happened.
Next to last time I went to a strip club was with your husband.
Oh,
I believe it. And I heard someone else went there too, and I wasn't happy about that.
I wasn't either.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't either. I you know what? Who told you? Right here.
You did. You told me the truth.
That's right.
That's where he got all that weird porn, I'm sure of.
I would not doubt it. I never share mine. It wasn't me.
Someone gave him a gift of porn, or he got it on it.
God, we got to recreate that scene. Fireman at this strip club. Oh my God, there are boobs.
So Chris, isn't this great? You're going to marry Paige soon. This is your bachelor party.
It's like the biggest mistake.
I know. It's like, you know, sometimes I can see big boobs at home, but sometimes I want to go see other big boobs all at once.
I was going to say, like, do any of these women here match up to Paige? By the way, is this bothering you? Does this make you?
Okay. I think it's funny. I just want you to go home.
Oh, she loves it.
She loves when I talk. Like, Mm. Hey, Chris, do your impression of David Blaine. It's really good. Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to do it as me?
Do it as you. Baby. Yes, Chris.
I think I want to go get a dance, a light dance in the back room.
No, I'm good. Thanks. I didn't buy into the all-you-can-eat shrimp. Thank you.
Hey, the ATM's not taking my code.
You'll have to use her debit card.
Hey, look, there's Jug. Jug's got a money gun. He's shooting money at us.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God.
Do you got Jug Bucks in that gun?
I hope to God on his next racing card, his trading card from Panini, that they have one of him where he's shooting out the money gun. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, see,
don't just do the one where he's staring off. You know, they've never put pictures of him in the cars on racing cards.
Why not?
Rarely.
They talk to it on the cards.
It's stupid. It's like when they do WNBA cards with a girl wearing a damn dress. I mean, it's kind of hot or whatever, but I want to see her in shorts in the tank.
Why don't you put me on a card? And I'm in here with a hose because the stripper's titties is on fire.
You just call us hoes, Chris. We ain't no hoes. We just trying to feed our families. In here calling us hoes. You ugly ass peanut ass
fat ass hoe.
Fat ass hoe.
Well, what do you say?
Peanut ass fat hoe. Ugly feet.
That's what it was.
Ugly feet.
Peanut ass fat hoe.
Oh no, Matt. There's that girl again.
No.
She just gave me a bunch of weird porn.
Because I didn't even make... I mean, we stayed at Jamie's house for my bachelorette party.
God almighty, I bet that was a fun time.
We didn't even
talk leave. About Hooters from
talk
hell.
Talk about not being able to hug each other.
Talk about please having OnlyFans.
It's so bad. Fatboy's hopeful that she will become unemployed and have to get on OnlyFans.
Oh, I'm after resign. I'm basing this
Jamie,
off of a few years
Jenny,
ago.
I mean, all my friends are beautiful.
Does she still have nice breast pages?
They all have nice breasts. They
is
well.
That a prerequisite?
Yeah.
Well,
no, not necessarily.
Look, you could call me an airplane because I don't mind a couple hangers if you know what I'm saying.
Body.
I mean, all of them. Tina.
Yeah. Go ahead and mention
Jenny,
mention your
Sarah,
your cousin.
Jamie. Yeah. Oh, my cousin.
Cuz.
Yes.
Cousin.
Brooke.
This is when you'll Caroline. Mention your mother.
And.
She had big breasts.
Yeah.
Was there a female in your I don't want to say clan because that's bad connotation, in your family, your tribe? You know, it's funny. You
Did
can
your
say
dad
tribe
have big boobs?
Now when it, you can't say Indian, but you can say you your can. Tribe is your people. But
can you
can't
say,
say your clan.
On,
no,
my,
you
on my side, the endowment.
The Ku Klux messed up the other real clans, so you know?
The endowment came from my grandmother, Charlotte.
So.
So on that side, yes. The other side, not. I mean, they are not plagued with big.
How
breasts.
Can I walk around with these big suckers
oh,
everywhere?
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hmm. But Brooke is from my grandmother's side, so of course she's got them, unfortunately.
I think I'll move to California and have a granddaughter with big knockers.
Said no one ever.
You know what? If we have babies, they all going to have big knockers, Edith. No, I didn't mean Edith.
I mean,
that wasn't your Gertrude.
And my grandmother would say Edith. Something like, you know, I'm downstairs making breakfast in my pajamas. And she goes, you need to put a bra on. You look like a cow that needs to be milked.
God almighty. You said, well,
and
I need
I'm
some help putting this bra
I'm
on.
I'm a kid.
Did you ever make pancakes?
Did you ever like throw your arm out of socket trying to put a bra on? Be
yeah,
honest.
Really. You have to put it on with a boomerang.
I'm not that obese. Come on.
See, now that
your chest is.
Your chest is just morbidly obese. It's okay. It's fine. Mine was Fat Boys is all in his gut. Truthfully,
it is. Your
well,
BMI.
I'm trying
is,
to get rid of my gut too. I'm working out hard.
Well, no, you got to keep it.
Yeah, I got to work on my BWC later.
Did Paige's you know,
boob size is actually GD.
No, stop. Did you know the stamp is going up? How much do you think a stamp is now?
50 cents for every stamp.
Let me tell you something real quick. And this is, I won't even plug my business. But
you should plug
if
your
you
business.
Spend if you spend $35 or more, it's free shipping. Anything under that is $4.95, which when I started that, was about comparable.
Mm-hmm.
Now it costs me bare minimum $6.18. So I'm now losing $1.23 per shipping on shipping.
Oh, if it fits, it ships, right?
Yeah, so, but I can't keep changing the rates like the stamp people do because people, you know, I mean, it
well,
sucks.
That's why I brought it up because it's going up. Everything's going up.
No, call
instead
it your skirt.
Instead of
7-8 cents,
it's
SpaceX,
instead of 7-8 cents, it's going to 82 cents.
Farcoin, 10% decline.
It's almost a dollar for a stamp. That's what my point is. My gosh.
But
for a little tiny piece of paper,
I'm the reason. I'm part of the reason why that every time I say this, and they probably catch wind of it. It's like when they go ask people when gas prices. What price would gas have to get for you to go buy an EV right now? Oh, you know, if it's around here. Like out West Coast, they'd say like $12, $13. This is like $9 now. If we said here like $6, $7, they then take that information back to the oil companies and say, look, guys, they'll pay up to $7 down in the South. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we're showing our cards when we do that crap. It's so insane. Say another damn dime more, and I'm going to get an EV. Let's start telling them that.
And the oil companies are ran by, you know, Southerners in Texas. They're like, got a money. Let's jack it up, man. Don't pay it.
Make some money.
Right.
The Jerry Joneses of the world.
The Jerry Joneses of the world. The fake cowboy state.
There he said when he first saw us, I saw when I got into the ground, it was gushing, and I found my first gusher. Huh.
It was Texas tea. Mm.
So if you're a big...
I am,
Batman,
actually.
No, you're not. Oh, okay. Batman fan. Back to the 60s. You're going to love this because Wayne Manor could be yours. For $32 million.
That's been in a bunch of movies, too.
Pasadena.
Yeah. The Pasadena adventure is going to be 3 hours long.
Well, now it's $32 million. It sold for $20.5 million last year, so they're jacking it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or is this the one from the first Batman?
The home.
Okay. In the Wayne 60s, Manor. Yeah.
Batman. But it's been in several movies. I forget all
18,000 square feet.
Was it
seven bedrooms, three full bathrooms, four half baths, and four three-quarter baths.
Was it in Goonies?
No.
Like
I was thinking it was Eyes Wide S-Word, but I can't verify.
I think all that was constructed to look like New York City, not in New York City.
Dude, there's this great YouTube video that shows that street and the street from Eyes Wide Shut. All these movies, and you see all that's changed where the signs and the winds, the same street. Yeah. Oh, it's really, really cool because you're like, holy crap.
It's a big face aid.
So
yeah, face aids.
It's set on nearly 5 acres and also includes a pool, pickleball court, private theater, and manicure garden.
Pickle Park. Shout out.
I've met a guy at the card show. God, I wish I could think of her name now. She was the listener.
Beth, Terry, Julie.
No, I don't remember.
Jenny.
Blonde. It was at the card show, the Dennis Rodman show, and she came.
Rhonda.
She spoke and said hello. And Brittany. I was like, I don't remember how the conversation ran to this. And I was like, so what do you do? And he's like, I play pickleball. I'm like, really?
Professionally?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I was like, oh. And I'm trying to think, like, what do I know about pickleball? I was like, what's that girl with the big jugs that plays pickleball? The one with three names. And he knew exactly whoever it was. I can't remember. Anna something?
I might start watching it now. Anna.
There's pro pickleballers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anna Taylor-Joy, is that who it is?
I want to tell you what her name is because Anna Lee Waters. Yeah, she's...
Okay.
Paige, she might be related to your grandma.
Oh, my God.
That's not Anna Body Smacking Knees?
Is she from is that North who it Carolina? Is?
She's 19.
Nice!
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys! If you just joined us, Allie's on hold right now. Do you think I'm going to get in trouble for that? Devil damning?
No.
Okay.
I mean, look, somebody else probably, but not you.
Okay.
It's almost Halloween.
Yeah. Right. Right. Allie hasn't talked to her. Well, she's talked to him. But she's been separated from her husband for a couple weeks, living with her sister. And she found some... Well, she sent letters, or one letter, the ex-fiancé of her husband. They broke up. She's moving back to South Carolina, and she wants to do War of the Roses, which we've not done in a while. And I can't wait to... I am nervous. I really am. I really am because it's been a while since we've done it. Allie, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, the future of this relationship could really blow up in your face with hundreds of thousands, if not by the end of the week, 1 million people would have heard this.
Oh yeah, I promise. Okay. I am absolutely sure.
All right. Fat boy, mute her up. Allie, don't say a word until he tells us who he wants to bring to dinner, okay?
All right. Well, she's muted.
Okay. All right.
All right, see what dang it. Hang on a second. I got to look this up.
All right. Paige, wish me luck.
I wish you luck.
Wish me.
Devil damn you.
Devil damn this rain in the afternoons, I tell you. Although, you know, people who work outside love it, and so do flowers.
Yeah, animals, we need like it.
Cleans up all the residue from the firecrackers.
I want my basil not to wilt, so let it pour.
Oh, H, I didn't know you had one. All right.
Hello?
Hey, is this Simon?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Simon, good morning. My name's Nick Dipples. I'm calling from Greenville Restaurant Weekend. Did I catch you at an okay time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
Okay. So, what's Audacity? On my phone, it says A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Oh, Simon, I am so sorry. My silly, chubby little assistant here was supposed to block out the number for the big surprise. You simply cannot find good help these days. Devil damn it to hell, Simon. I apologize about that. I really do.
Oh, no problem. I mean, what's the surprise?
What's the surprise? Well, do you find yourself to be a lucky guy? You know, do you win things?
No. Well, yes and no. Sometimes okay. Yes, sometimes no.
Well, again, Simon, I am Nick Dipples, and on behalf of Greenville Restaurant Weekend, I'm calling with some good news. Over the last year, you've apparently dined at one of our participating Greenville Restaurant Weekend restaurants, and your name was randomly selected for our grand opening VIP experience. Congratulations.
Seriously? Really?
Seriously. Does Simon says this is freaking awesome or what? Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
Is your name Simon?
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations. So,
okay, thank you.
You've won an exquisite romantic dinner for two at Greenville's newest fine dining destination, Parlez-vous Gallet Restaurante. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? Where is it?
Parlez-vous Gallet Restaurante. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've never heard of it. Is it downtown? Is it in Greenville?
Most people haven't. It doesn't officially open until 8/1.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. So, Chef Clark Hendricks has invited only 25 couples. That equals just 50 people before opening night. So, it's going to be wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. The restaurant is located atop Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
I'm sorry. The restaurant is on top of the arena?
Yeah, that's correct.
You got a restaurant on the top of the arena?
There is now one. They put it in after the NCAA women left town. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, very few people do. The elevator is hidden behind what appears, it really appears to be a janitor's closet. If you remember back in history, it's how Sting got up in the rafters on Nitro that time. Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss the janitor. It's real. I'm not at liberty to discuss the janitor or the stinger. But it's like a speakeasy Club 33 Disney thing. It's really cool. So you're going to love it.
That sounds great. That's hilarious.
Chef Hendricks prefers mystery. Yeah, he loves it.
Apparently, yeah. I guess so.
All right, so I want to reserve your table. I'm glad. Because, you know what, people don't answer the phone anymore when it says a weird name like Oducity or whatever this said down yours. Would Friday, August the 7th work? That would be 8/7.
You know what? I think that should be fine.
Okay, that'll work. Now, excellent. Any food allergies? Can you gobble on some nuts?
Yes, I can, and no allergies.
Okay,
I can gobble. Yeah, sure, I can gobble nuts.
Okay, is they got to change this script, dude? That's weird to say, is it not, Nick? Is window seating okay? Window seating?
Absolutely.
All right,
yes.
Wonderful choice. The sunset overlooking downtown Greenville is unbelievable. I will warn you though, don't look toward the downtown post office. Will you be celebrating anything special?
It'll just be spending an evening together.
Okay, I like that. You know, at least you didn't bullcrap me and say, oh yeah, it's a birthday, it's a thing.
No.
So what we're going to do...
Some special time, yeah.
That's great. Simon, what we're going to do is we're going to prepare a personalized place card for you and your guest. I have you as Simon. That's S-E-M-E?
No. Simon. S-I-M.
Okay.
O-N.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay.
S-I-M-O-N. Simon.
Okay. I was spelling S-E-M. Okay.
No. Okay. E, just I. Yeah.
Okay. I tell you, Simon, what's crazy is your name in Jamaica means yes, sir. You get it? See, man? Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Anyway, what's the first name of the lucky person joining you for this amazing romantic dinner? May I have
that? It's
going to
be my wife. It's going to be my wife, Allie.
Allie?
Okay. Yes. A-L-L-Y.
Allie. Beautiful. I love her bank, by the way. Okay. Yes, Mon. I have it now. Anything you want written beneath her name? You know, something, you know, sweet? Can't wait for dessert? You know, blah, blah.
No. How about something like, thanks for sticking with me. I love you. Something just short and sweet.
Very nice. Yeah, okay. One more question. If Chef Clark Kendricks were to ask what makes Allie so special, what would you tell him?
Oh, wow, there's just so much.
He will infuse this into the food.
Well, I don't know how you get. She's my best friend. She's the funniest person I know. I'm stubborn, so that makes her stubborn, and our stubbornness works together with each other.
Simon, you know what's great? There's actually someone who's been listening to this.
Who's that?
Go ahead. Allie?
Hi. Simon, hi.
Hi. What? I don't know.
She's not at the restaurant here with me at Odyssey, if that's what you're
okay,
wondering.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Allie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Actually, guys, can I tell him?
That's what I want you to do.
Please.
Okay, Simon, you're on the radio right now. Actually, this is the Rise Guys on 93.3. Please don't be mad. Please do not be mad.
Oh, wow. We're on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I legitimately did not. Thank God I didn't swear.
Well, me too. Thank you.
He might have during the break.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Now, let's just so you know, she told us a lot about what was going on. And, you know, the letter came in the mail and all this stuff. But, you know, it sounded to me what you said there, you know, the things you wanted to say, like what you said you wanted to thank her for sticking by you and you love her and all this stuff. And, you know.
Yeah.
And you didn't know you were on the radio. You were saying that to a stranger. You were saying that to Nick Dipples from Greenville Restaurant Weekend.
So we believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, all of it is 100% true.
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you tell me everything?
Because I thought if I ignored her, she'd go away. And then when she'd call, I wouldn't answer, and then she left a voicemail.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it because I didn't want it sitting on my phone. And then it was like, then she found me on Facebook. And then I thought, if I accept her friend request, she'll see, oh, I'm married, and she'll leave me alone.
Right.
But then, she just kept contacting me, and I tried the end. I'm not a very confrontational person, as you know.
Right, I'm the same
way. So I tried to end the conversation without an argument, and now that I'm saying it out loud and looking back, I know it's a very bad look. And I'm sorry. You are my life, and I handled this totally wrong.
I mean, thank you for saying that. It really, really hurt.
I know.
Allie's hiding in the bathroom on the phone right now, it sounds like.
No, I hope not. You know, yeah. And after you went to your sister's, I blocked her number. I blocked her on Facebook. She's gone. I don't want her. I want you. It's a million times over. Please come home.
Okay, babe.
All right.
Is that okay?
Really? You're coming home?
Yeah, I miss you. I want to come home. I just needed to know that we were in a good place.
We are in a good, trust me, I love you. We're in a good place.
All right. That, God, I don't know if she's at work or what's happening right now, but like that's.
She's muffled.
Paige is crying right now, I think.
Puss.
Yeah. Simon, leave work right now. Go home to your bride. You really should. Leave.
You know what? I think I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about enough mush, guy.
Yeah. I know.
I was ready to hate this guy, too, but I believe
him. Well, I know.
Or he may vomit.
Seriously, go home. Go home to this woman. She's going to meet you there. Live from CarlRobb.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Never. It's time to say happy birthday to famous people born on today, July the 8th.
Ready?
Happy birthday.
Suck it!
Oh, you did that well.
We're pretty light today. Well, actually, let me double check.
In the loafers, you are.
Tomorrow, the former guest of the show. Oh. You might have passed some wine, too. Just like. Start off with a very famous actress from Stranger Things.
Love him.
Her parents are famous actors as well. Her mom and her dad.
Oh.
Her mom was the bride from Kill Bill. Her dad was in, was it Dead Poets Society or Chariots of Fire?
I don't know who you're talking about.
He was also in Training Day. He was in.
His dark hair.
Denzel Washington.
Hot.
Denzel Washington.
It's not John David's birthday. He was Denzel's partner. I believe he was in Snow Falling on Cedars.
The original Stranger Things or the cartoon version that's out now?
Is that out now?
Yeah. Well, I saw an ad for it. I don't know.
That's part of why that one show got canceled, because they called it Stranger Things with old people.
Is it Uma Thurman we're talking about?
Yeah. Maya Hawke's birthday.
That's
her daughter. We'll spend 15 minutes trying to guess who it is.
I really did not know that.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm just not in the mainstream world.
She's Robin on Stranger Things, and she's it says her Anxiety on Inside Out too. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
must be a movie.
Well, gosh,
My Hawk. Yeah, it's her birthday. She's good too. She was good on that show.
24?
25.
She looks like both of them. 28 years old today.
Oh, wow.
My Hawk.
What about old Finn Wolfhard?
Old Finn, Mike.
I'm Finn Wolfhard.
You wonder what's going to happen to some of those actors after the show. Like, who's going to have a career?
Like, Dustin's going to look like Dustin. You know, like, Sandlot.
Dusty Bun.
Redhead. What was it? Freckles.
Hamilton Porter.
So, have you seen him?
Patrick Renna.
Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah.
He looks exactly the same.
It looks like he didn't grow up, right?
Like Jerry Mathers, the beaver, you know. Like Jerry Lawler, the beaver.
Mathers did look the same his whole life.
Yeah. Like, the face never changed, even with a few wrinkles. And old Dustin's going to be the same way.
He was even in The Big Green we're talking about here, Patrick Renna.
Patrick Renna.
Don't forget that movie.
Yeah.
He followed up the Sandlot with a Big Green soccer
Beck's,
movie.
Is it Beck's birthday?
Yeah, it's Beck's birthday.
Oh, it'd Somebody's be funny if it on. Was Ted Danson's birthday.
Sorry, oh, God, Becker Williams. Becker. Very underrated. We love Becker.
Isn't Balin's brother named after him?
Which one? She's got like 14 brothers.
They got weird names, too. Like they gave one of them like a normal name. They're like, let's pick one from each continent now. You're going to be Sven.
you're gonna
be Sven, and you're gonna be Beckner.
Oh,
I think Al and Julie might adopt. They might reach out to the Amazon and get another kid.
God, I heard they're moving to Myrtle Beach.
God, man, what
can you imagine?
Also, that's the internet chatter. They moved to Myrtle Beach already.
Come on down to Dirty Myrtle.
Beck is
where is that?
Boy, he's another one of those that he's got. In my world, he has three songs, maybe, but looked at as like this music enigma, and
I think he's talented.
Is he good money wise? Like, is he?
Yeah.
Is he struggling?
Well, I can't Google it to show me his age. I'll go ahead and guess his age as. I'm gonna say he's 60 today. Now I'm gonna look up how much it's worth. Mm-mm. Let's make it our baby.
I'll say
25 mil.
55.
Close. 56 for Beck. What's his real name? Do you see there?
Beck Hansen. Did you bring condoms?
Oh my God. Why didn't they put him in Hansen?
Dude, what? Why? Oh God.
It could be there with Zach and
Chris
Taylor.
Hansen, Beck Hansen, and they're doing Mbop. Mbop.
That's the new Hansen.
I'm underage. Did you bring condoms? Mbop.
Did you bring rubbers? This is a big birthday. Well, not a big birthday, but a big actor. Obviously, you had to go
Mickey,
with this
you're
song.
So fine. You're so fine. Tony Basil. No, this is a.
It's an actor.
A dance.
Kenny
a
Rogers. Dance? Kenny Loggins.
Might be a dance.
Kenny Footloose.
It is Footloose.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's birthday.
Seven degrees.
Yep. Everybody's connected to Kevin Bacon somehow. His show got canceled. It was good where he was the dead bounty hunter.
I like him.
Oh, what, God, that was great. That was good.
It was short. It was like 8 episodes. Really good.
It was, it started off real slow, and then it totally developed hard. It was great.
And they canceled it, man.
That's why
I like to beat the piss out of Amazon, because that's who canceled it.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get to the store. Person?
Yeah.
I was telling somebody.
He's talking about the forest page.
I'll fight everyone in Powdersville, and then I'll just go from warehouse to warehouse.
Yesterday about Kevin Bacon and how I had tickets to go see him. And my mom went to see the Bacon Brothers in Nazareth.
I forgot about that. They tour and played guitar.
His brother. Stone, yeah.
Oh, I bet it was better than the Murray Brothers concert.
No, they were really good. She said I couldn't go, but I sent my mom.
You sure it's better than that concert? I don't know.
Let's
man.
Think. That movie came out 88, 89. Yep. Still have it.
What does he say?
Like, he didn't lay his arms were crossed.
$2.25 a ticket, but it went to charity.
Yeah,
it was a nice venue for a concert, but Bill's is going through the motions. Yeah. Plus, Brian Dole's not even in the band.
No,
Richmond. No, give me somebody.
Is Kevin Bacon Jewish? If so, maybe change the last name.
I bet
Kevin
his house
Bacon.
Good.
Funny little joke.
What would he be?
70 years old.
Oh, no, I don't think he's 70 yet.
Well, he don't look his age. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, his wife is pretty too.
Kira?
I'd say he's 67.
Oh, you're so close. He's 68 years old today.
God, I just Googled his religion. He's atheist.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, rescind his birthday.
You can go to hell. You know what? Guess what? Spoiler alert.
Heavenly birthday to Toby Keith.
He's a believer.
Damn.
It would have been 65 years old today.
I tell you what, I heard that song, like, I almost wish his song replaced I'm Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwood.
Oh, you talking about we'll stick a boot
hell
in your
yeah.
ass.
Hell yeah. And I'll tell you something else I have an issue with. Dana White from UFC. First off,
gambles too much.
You take money away from your fighters to take the Dodge Ram endorsement. Then think about that. That's like Mark Hendricks doing Raw by Nerio commercials. Like, you don't do that. And then he says, in this country, in loud we trust. Now they're trying to take God out of what we trust.
Loud.
You know, the only thing I'd counter that with, I think to me, Dana's more interesting than the UFC. Just
what?
Like the character of Dana White in his daily life.
Put Sean O'Malley out there spinning out in the truck.
Is that the guy with the funny hair?
Pink hair, yeah.
Yeah. He's the one that said Big Mike.
That guy. I don't remember who he is.
He should change his name to Big Mike.
Probably be dead soon. Yeah, I mean, he did it right there on the White House.
You gotta watch who you talk about.
Kind of crazy. All right. Tomorrow, Fat Boy, this is gonna be news to Paige.
Yeah,
and
and she does news, so
I know, like, I'm giving you a scoop.
How about that spit?
I'm kinda giving you a scoop.
Give me two.
Well, would you give me two scoops? Give me two scoops, mister. Oh.
I'll take two scoops.
I can't see
Van Zandt's
me no
ice cream.
More.
Give me three scoops.
Mm.
What's your
What's your name, Little Swirl?
What's your favorite flavor, Fat
Little
Boy?
Little Swirl. So, you know, I'm an I don't like being
Sweet Treat, Alabama.
What?
I gotta stop.
Greenbow, Alabama. Dude.
Oh.
Dude.
Wow.
Dude,
I don't know what flavor that would be, but
Greenbow, Alabama. It's a Forrest Gump reference. I don't want to like say that I'm a creative type because I hate that term, but I am an idea guy. Mm-hmm. And I, Fat Boy knows this person. This is real. Sent him a screenshot of it.
Tuesday's cold.
And I sent this person an idea, mainly for legal aspects.
Yeah.
The entertainment attorney.
And nothing to do with hooking up at a park.
This is the way the email, and so I'm doing a little tease here, so don't ask me off the air page. This is the way the email closed. One more thing. Knowing you over the years, you've had dozens of great ideas for the radio show, for blah, 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 blah. But this one feels different. This is the first time I've thought this could actually be a screenplay. So...
Oh,
and I've been told that if I've already got stuff, and this is no BS. Like,
oh,
I've
I'm
already got
for you.
In not injunction, but whatever the thing is, so I can talk
cahoots.
About it tomorrow. Yes, cahoots. I can tell you this.
Embargoed.
And I feel weird because it'd be like Paige coming here talking about wrestling and
ball cards.
That's all I talk about is wrestling.
You guys still hang out?
I know. And I don't.
I'm so bored.
Like, you know, once this thing gets going, like, I would like to offer you a role in this movie.
Will I have to smoke in that?
What?
I'm just kidding.
You have to smoke in
it. The last movie I was offered, I had to smoke cigarettes, and I don't.
You like a bunch at once?
I wasn't good. That's why I didn't get it, because I don't smoke.
We got like a red skeleton. You got like a whole mouthful of cigarettes.
Freaking Arnie wasn't retarded either, but he got an Oscar for it.
He did have a hair lip.
Thank I have you. Something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.